Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it is certainly life-changing. This podcast will help you and guide you and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
This weekend was a weekend from hell. Guys, thank you guys for showing up here at the five-star STR Success Podcast. Brandon Thompson here, your host. Just wanted to talk to you today about my weekend. Obviously, I'm doing one of these voice memo recordings right into the phone. More of a guerrilla tactical kind of like just wanting to give you guys an idea of what we got going on. But this weekend was a weekend from hell. It started off at really early, like 2 a.m. on Saturday morning, waking us up. My wife and I, we get this random alert. We're in South Carolina working on one of our properties. And all of a sudden we get this random alert saying that one of our homes security was going off. And then we have random phone calls coming in from the guest. And we don't know what's going on. I didn't even have my phone on, to be honest with you. I just happened to wake up in the middle of the night and glanced over at my phone, and it was going off. I guess the lights kind of just awoken me. I looked over, and I'm like, oh, gosh, what is going on now? What happened was basically, a drunk driver came in and hit a telephone pole, shut down the street. And it really got my people upset, because they were out partying all night. They were trying to get home, and they were like half a mile away, and the cops would not allow anybody to come through the street for 4 hours. And they're asking us, what can we do? We can't do anything. It's a victim of circumstance. Sometimes bad stuff happens to good people, and there's nothing we can do. So we're dealing with that. Poor girls, they couldn't get into the house until late. And it is what it is, right? We try to make a suggestion of, helping them out so they can have a late checkout. And, we got through it. So after that, we did a turnover. And these poor girls actually partied in the house as well and left a big mess. And my cleaners, they could not clean the property in time. We had a lot of junk going on, and they tried to rush and clean that property, but we had the late check out, and then we had the turnaround check in time, all the while on another property that we have in Atlanta. Both these are in Atlanta. This one's near East Atlanta Village, kind of little Five Points area. And then I've got another one that's near the Battery, which is the new Braves Stadium area. All in that time, we had somebody just party like crazy all night. And they puked all in this house, ruined our $350 West Elm comforter, luxury linens. And there's vomit all over the walls. They get it all over the floors. Everything they touched, it was just vomit, vomit, vomit. We don't have parties in our homes. We don't allow parties, but these people decided to party in both homes. So the girls who were not a part of the wreck got back to the house, but they had been partying all weekend and left the home trashed in the Atlanta house. And then the Smyrna property, these people that were there were throwing confetti bombs. They're puking everywhere. They're having a good old time. And then my cleaners typically will clean both of these properties back to back, but they were both a really, really big mess. And it was very, very disturbing for them. My main cleaner that cleaning these homes, she has cleaned up murder sites, and she's had to, clean up people's brains and stuff like that. She's been cleaning for a few decades now. And she said that this was the worst cleaning she's ever had to do. Of course, the one, I guess my house that became the party house when we don't allow parties, that was that. So we had to, call our guest who were coming in, to come in, after them and say, look, we're really, really upset about what's going on. We were a victim of circumstance. People are partying in our homes. Now you guys are a victim of circumstance. We're having to delay you guys coming in. And then the person that was going to stay in the Smyrna house decided that they did not want to have a pushback I guess, entry. They didn't want to have a pushback check-in time. They were actually having a get-together themselves, which they treated the house with the respect, but they were going to have a get-together with themselves and have a good time, a bunch of ladies getting together from Colorado and Atlanta and celebrating like a friendship reunion. And they had brought in a chef, they had brought in private cooks and stuff like that, and they were going to have a wonderful time. Well, we tried our best to get the damn thing cleaned, and, you know, of course, you can't clean puke off of flat painted walls, so we did our best to kind of wipe it down, not me, but from what my cleaner said, did our best to clean it down, wipe it off, and unfortunately, we had to leave it there, and then we told them what happened, and I'm very embarrassed to tell them what happened, but... You know, puke doesn't go away. And as much chemical as you do, you utilize to mask it and do whatever, it eventually kind of finds its way back to your nostrils. So the next day, after they've had a wonderful night, had their friendship reunion, they're hanging out, they're doing whatever, they come in and say, hey, by the way, we're going to have to get some kind of compensation. This smells awful. This is the worst, most putrid smell we've ever had. So, okay, the first guest threw a party. Now we're having to, you know, challenge them for their deposit. And, of course, they deny it. They say, we didn't throw a party. Liars. And then now the new guest that is in the property the next turn on that same day on that turnover is wanting a refund.
Have you joined the 5-Star STR Success Facebook group yet? It's a real estate investing community that focuses on creating wealth and designing your dream life with short-term rentals. There's weekly training, property showcases, money mindset, tools, tips, tricks, resources, and so much more. Head on over to facebook.com/groups/5starSTRSuccess to join, or head on over to 5starSTRSuccess.com, that's the number 5starSTRSuccess.com, and join the community.
So now I have $500, I got to repaint a wall. I've got to pay my cleaners a little bit of extra money, and I've got to go buy a new luxury linen, you know, comforter for our bed. And then I've got to issue a refund. So this whole event has cost me probably $1,000. And the Airbnb guest on the first day in the Smyrna property decided that they did not party, and they're going to lie about us. Now they're challenging us, and we're having to go get Airbnb and the resolution center involved. So that was our weekend with that property. And then I told you about the one with the Atlanta house, the bungalow we have, where the ladies that were partying there couldn't get in. Well, they had done their turn. We rushed and tried to clean it up, and we did a wonderful job. But I guess, you know, I haven't been out there when all this happened, but I guess there's caution signs all in our yard, because this literally happened on a busy street right in our yard. They hit the telephone pole, knocked it down, power was out for several hours, and I guess they put caution tape in. Well, come on, I'm in Atlanta. There's a little bit of violence out here. And of course, you know, the people enter, and the next morning they see all this. They're like sending us messages. Did you guys have like a crime here? We want our money back. We don't feel safe. We don't feel safe at all. It looks like somebody got shot. And then I'm trying to explain to them, no, you know, I'm trying to explain to them through the app. I finally take over. I usually have my operations guy, Chris, take over and run all that stuff. But I'm like, no, I'm going to deal with this. So we're telling them, like, look, no, this is what happened. I'm so sorry. I know it's scary, but there's nothing wrong there. And my gosh, one thing after another. Well, on two stays between the two turnovers on each property. And then if that wasn't enough, then we had other things happen. I've got a property in North Georgia. Somebody starts complaining about bed bugs. We're like, look, we clean, we work hard. There's no bed bugs, but they're saying that they got bed bugs. Of course, they want their money back. And we're trying to figure out what to do. You know, we don't believe them, but whatever, if they're going to make that claim, they make the claim. So we go over there and we clean it. There's no bed bugs. And we go in and we bomb the house anyways, just because of somebody saying that. But what I'm saying, guys, is I guess where I'm going with all this is this is the kind of stuff that you're going to be signing up for when you grow a boutique home chain, and you can get somebody to run it like I do. You could have your system set up where you're completely hands-off, but you're never going to be hands-off if you're self-managing. So that's number one. Secondly, you're also going to be having a problem solve. And, you know, what I had to do with the guest on the Smyrna House by the Braves Stadium was I had to call her up and I had to tell her and explain to her again what was going on and said, I'm so sorry. We offered a free night later on in the future. She loves the house. She wanted to send us pictures so we could advertise some of her pictures on our short-term rental page. And I'm supposed to be getting those soon, but we issued that money back and we tried to love on her. This is something that randomly happens. It doesn't happen all the time. And we try to pre-screen for parties, make sure that nobody's lying. And sometimes you can read through the messaging and stuff, but we just couldn't read through these. We didn't know that this was coming. It was kind of nuts. That was our weekend. Bombing homes for bed bugs that weren't there, dealing with problem solvings on two in Atlanta houses. And then if that wasn't enough, I'm traveling like crazy going last week, as you guys heard, from Blue Ridge, Atlanta, to coastal South Carolina, Florida, all over the place. I'm running ragged. And we're having to do this on the weekend. My wife and I are wrapping up our home in South Carolina, and we're trying to relax and breathe, and we get no peace. That happens. Thank God for this wonderful breeze. All right, guys, I hope you understand what you're getting yourselves into. This was a random weekend in my life. Last week's episode was a random week in my life. This is kind of what happens. This doesn't really happen all the time. It's once in a blue moon, maybe once in a quarter. We deal with this kind of stuff. But we're always problem solving. We're always having to deal with stuff. And in fact, now that all this has kind of transitioned and we're going into the next week, I'm actually having to, you know, battle with Airbnb and this previous guest on trying to make this claim when they're lying and saying that they didn't do what they did. Of course, we got pictures of confetti bombs, of confetti that was cleaned up everywhere. We got puke on walls. We got, you know, ruined comforters and all that stuff. But these idiots are still saying that none of that took place. I'm like, come on, who did it then? But we did get them talking in the, this is something else. Actually, before I end, this is something else that you want to do. Try to make sure that everything is documented and put through messaging. Never go off platform and talk to somebody unless it's a dire emergency. Make sure you get people messaging back and forth. So basically we did, after going back and forth with the person here that did throw the party in the Smyrna house, they basically said that, look, you know, we didn't have a party. I promise you, we didn't have a party. My friend got sick and he was some kind of bug and he got real sick. We took the comforter, we stuck it in the washer, and to our knowledge, that thing was clean and it's not damaged. Well, guess what? Now they told on themselves. So make sure, that's another lesson to learn. Make sure that everything goes through messenger and just keep probing. Keep probing until you get the answers you want. Don't take no for an answer, because we just kept probing and I got the answer I need. Now, I guarantee Airbnb is on a, you know, side in our favor and we're going to get our monies, damage deposits and refunds and all that stuff. And it's going to be great. So, all right, guys. Hope this helps. I'm going to get back into podcasting with a mic and stuff like that next week. I just wanted to give you guys a weekend of my life. This was such a random weekend. I thought this would be of value to share with you guys so that you see our story. You all see the glory, but you don't know our story. Now you get to see our story. I want to tell you guys this so you can understand what to expect. And also on top of that, as many of the issues we had this weekend, we probably had another 13 properties that had wonderful stays, that was really, really excited about their guest experiences and the hospitality we offered. And we had nothing but raving reviews. So it's just a day in the life, guys. All right. See you guys. Don't forget to go to 5starstrsuccess.com. You get access to our Facebook group. You get access to our master recording where we teach you everything that you need to learn. You get access to, if you are wanting to understand and learn short-term rentals, we've got a digital course on there that I recorded a couple of years ago. We've also got a live event coming up here in Atlanta. If you want to travel to Atlanta and or if you're local, you can come see us here. So just go to 5starstrsuccess.com and that will give you everything you need to have to kind of get involved with us. All right. Talk to you later.